service begins with your white bulletin insert. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God I receive the Lord.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I confess to Almighty God, before all the company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned exceedingly in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray, Almighty God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, his Son, to have mercy on me, forgive me my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Let me not be ashamed. Do not remember the sins of my youth. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way.
God, who sees that of ourselves we have no strength, keep us both outwardly and inwardly, that we may be defended from all adversities that may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Leon, forgot to tell you that.
The Old Testament reading for Reminisari Sunday is from the 32nd chapter of Genesis. And Jacob arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with the man. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Just as he crossed over Penuel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank. This is the word of the Lord.
The trouble of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins.
The epistle is from the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this manner, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but to holiness. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can number the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have for your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you declare. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
sermon text is from Genesis 32, verse 27. What is your name? Jacob, he answered. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Before we can begin to understand what's going on in this wrestling match between Jacob and God, we need to know that Jacob is on his way home. He's been staying with his uncle Laban for 14 years, no, closer to 20 years. He arrived there with very little, but now he is coming home with Laban's daughters, Leah and Rachel, as his wives, an abundance of cattle, donkeys, sheep, and goats, men servants and maid servants. In today's worldly standards, Jacob appears successful in every way. However, Jacob is going home to Esau, his older brother. And it is this meeting that has him wrestling. Jacob and Esau have had a rough and tumble relationship all of their life, even while they occupied their mother's womb. Rebekah complained how the babies jostled inside her. When they were born, Esau came out first and was given his name because he was red and hairy. The second to be born was Jacob, who was grasping his brother's heel. And so the name Jacob literally means one who grabs the heel. But it often has the understanding of someone who is a deceiver. We have a similar kind of idiom. We say, you're pulling my leg. We mean the person is deceiving us. Well, evidently, this Jacob continued to deceive his brother all of his life. At one point, he took advantage of his brother's hunger to leave his home. Bought Esau's birthright for a bowl of lentil stew. Then the final straw was when he forced The final straw that forced Jacob to leave his home and go live with Laban was when Jacob deceived his father in order to steal Esau's blessing. Do you remember how Rebekah overheard the elderly and feeble Isaac tell Esau to go get some game, bring it back, and he would bless him? And so Jacob came into Isaac's presence and he had some tasty food. And Jacob was wearing Esau's clothes and goatskins to make him look hairy. What a sight. Listen to the text. He went to his father and said, "My father." "Yes, my son," he answered. "Who is it?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game so that you may give me your blessing." Isaac asked his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" "The Lord your God gave me success," he replied. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you are really my son Esau or not." Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau, so he blessed him. "Are you really my son Esau?" he asked. "I am," he replied. Now after Isaac ate the food, Jacob went to him and kissed him, and when Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him. Whenever Esau finds out that Jacob has stolen his blessing, he is furious. Esau determines to kill him once his father Isaac dies. And so out of fear for his life, Jacob is sent away to stay with his uncle Laban. And in today's Old Testament reading, Jacob is returning to meet Esau, the one whom he had wronged and the one who swore to kill him. Jacob had sent messengers ahead of him to tell Esau they were coming. The messengers bring back the word, "We went to your brother Esau, now he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." Jacob is alarmed, though he devises this scheme of dividing up his possessions into two groups, So depending upon the treatment of the first, Jacob, who is in the second group, might escape. Jacob is still worried. If you are a Christian, you know what it is like to face your sin. During the season of Lent, we've been talking about putting off our sin, coming to the feast in sincerity and truth, coming to Easter. The way we put off our sin is by repentance, which has two parts. First, that we confess our sins, and second, that we receive absolution, that is forgiveness. And having received that forgiveness of sins, Christ motivates us then to live holy lives, as today's epistle makes quite clear. Like Jacob, you may have been leading a relatively successful and functioning life, but there finally comes a time when you will have to face your sin. If you have stolen, you have to return the money. If you've committed adultery, you have to face your spouse. If you have left the church, you have to stand up before the assembly. If you have gossiped, you have to return to those you misled and speak the truth or live with a bad reputation. As Christians, we wrestle with God all the time. It's easy to say the words. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, but the truth is not in us. But what about proving it? Show me your sin by your confession. Admit it. That is struggling with God. That's the whole point of God asking, "What is your name?" Go ahead and say it. Say that you are Jacob. Own up to the fact that you are a deceiver by nature. Return to your sin, do not hide it, and admit it. Years ago, Isaac asked you your name, and you said, "Esau, what is your name?" So in our service also, we take on a name. Poor, miserable sinner. You admit that is your nature. You are a sinner. So the woman in today's holy gospel gladly admitted that she was no better than a little dog. She did not deserve to be at the Lord's table, fine. She was willing to beg, to take whatever crumbs the Lord would give to her. So too, we ask simply for mercy. If God had wanted, He could have completely overcome Jacob. It's not exactly a fair wrestling match at all. So in the Holy Gospel, if our Jesus had wanted, He could have sent the woman away. God could have struck down Adam and Eve when they sinned. And in the same way, God could have completely destroyed you for your sin, but He didn't. God showed His power to Jacob by wrenching his socket out of joint. Yeah, we'll come back to that in just a little bit later. Let's go on to the second part, the part about repentance. It's called absolution, or receiving forgiveness. And you know, this too is a wrestling with God. As Jacob and the man wrestled throughout the night, you can almost hear the words that were spoken. I'll make it sound like this. The man, "You have sinned," Jacob says. "Yes, but you don't desire the death of a sinner. I hold to that truth." The man, "I am the God of justice, and you are guilty as charged." Jacob, "Yes, but you are also the God of mercy, and I know you will not give me what I deserve. You have promised, and I cling to your word." The man, "You deserve nothing but eternal separation from me." Jacob, "Yes, but you are a gracious God. You provided a substitute for my father Isaac on Mount Moriah. I won't let go of you until I get your blessing." The man, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." Jacob, "No, I will not let you go unless you bless me." The woman, she also wrestles with Jesus. "He ignored," she cries out again. Jesus says, only for the Ishmaelites? She cries out for help. Jesus said, for the children, not the dogs. But she continues to cling and finds a blessing in his words. Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. It was a wrestling match. When you are confessing your sin and letting go of them, cling to your God. Hold on to your God with all of your God-given faith. Once again, the words come easily. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But it is the belief in those words that is a struggle. Even when Jacob's hip is wrenched out of socket and he is in pain, he doesn't let go of his God. When you are in over your head in sins, when you are in pain and hardship abounds, hold on to God. Faith grabs on to him and will not let go. Faith knows that God is good and that he has promised a blessing, the forgiveness of sins to those who believe. Just as Jacob doesn't take things into his own hands and determined to kill Esau before Esau kills him, so we don't leave God's word behind and try to take care of our own sin by our own means. When it comes to sin, running away will not help. Counseling will not make you right before God. Simply giving up on change is not God's way. Jacob was blessed with a new name. From now on, you will be called Israel. He was blessed by God. The woman, she received her request and was told, woman, you have great faith. And you also receive God's blessing and absolution from the pastor as from God himself. Do it without doubting, but firmly believing that by it your sins are forgiven before God in heaven. Come, wrestle with God, and he will give you a new name. What is your name? Sinner. Well, in God's eyes, I give you the name saint. Sins are forgiven. You are a beloved child of God. You will be called Christian, for you are united with Christ. Now let's go back to that hip wrenching. Jacob admits his sin. He's returning to make amends with his brother. Jacob is now called Israel and he's forgiven by God, yet he walks away. No, he limps. He limps away. And what about this? Well, Jesus once said, if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Well, I don't know all of the reasons for everything because God doesn't give us those. But I do know that Jacob limped his way into the promised land. And for that, I thank and praise God. In your struggle, you may have something that is wrenched out of place. That's all right. Learn from the Apostle Paul. Paul asked that his thorn be taken away. And concerning that, maybe even concerning a limping hip, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Paul says, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power might rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When you consider that wrestling with God is a dangerous endeavor, then give thanks that your God loves you so much that you may limp away forgiven. I'm sure that every time Jacob thought about his hip, he remembered not his sin, but the forgiveness which God had given them in his blessing. And every time someone asked him about his limping, now Israel had a reason a reason to tell what great things the Lord had done for him. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting.
Amen.
Create in me, we stand. Page 143. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, with confidence we come before you, knowing that according to your boundless mercy, you both hear and answer even before we speak. You're the source of all good and every blessing, and it's by your holy will that we receive your mercies with constant thanksgiving. So bless us, your children, by continuing to give us your Spirit, that we may continue to rely solely on your grace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We bring your church before you, which is throughout the world and even right here. And we recognize Jesus for who he is. Help us to call out to him, asking for mercy that we don't deserve, and cling to his words until he blesses us. For our Bishop James, our pastors Gary and Michael, we ask that you might guide them by your instruction. Use the law to show us our impurity, the gospel to forgive, and move us to live holy lives. May your will be done more and more in the lives of the children at our learning center, and our teachers and staff, our volunteers, and in our director, Keeley. For those who suffer from various temptations, especially those who wrestle with recurring sins, we ask that you would be a refuge. You would hear their cries of faith for mercy. Grant them deliverance and peace in our Savior Jesus Christ, who was crucified for our iniquities and raised again for our justification. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Give wisdom to the leaders of our nation, to our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, county commissioners, city officials, and all our judges, that they would govern with justice for the common good. We pray for our military personnel, especially Danny and Jason and Blake, as well as our police officers, Alex and Daniel, and those who attend to us in times of emergency, even all public servants, asking you would give commitment to duty and in times of danger keep them safe. O Almighty Lord God, who alone removes tyrants, stir up your great strength. We implore you and come and help your church. Scatter the counsels of them that secretly devise mischief. Bring the dealings of the violent to nothing. Cast down the unjust from high places and cause the unruly to cease from troubling. Allay all envious and malicious passions and subdue the haters and evildoers. Look in mercy on those immediately exposed to peril, conflict, sickness, and death. Comfort the prisoners, relieve the suffering of the wounded, and show mercy to the dying. Remove in your good providence all causes and occasions of war. Dispose the hearts of those engaged therein to moderation, and of your great goodness restore peace among the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, your compassions never fail. Give healing to the sick, relief to the suffering, peace to the sorrowful, mercy to every soul that is distressed, that they may find in you the help which only you can give. For our shut-ins, Carolyn and Jean, and our elderly Violet, for those of various needs, Kevin, Victor and Marcia, Gib, Howard and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, Jim and Linda, for our students, Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Benjamin, and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. That we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. You bid your people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast. Renew our zeal in faith and life, and bring us to the fullness of grace that belongs to the children of God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood upon the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Thank you.
for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.